very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, President Hanna. Students of Michigan State University, members of the faculty, Ms. Capel, my colleague in the peaceful pursuit of the government of the United States, Carl Rowan, and Dr. Wesley Fischel, and our friends and neighbors. Dr. Hanna has indicated that he might have to leave very shortly, which indicates that he's going to leave me on my own, to my own defenses. He's going to take off for the secure protection of the Reserve Officers Training Program. I shall just have to be here with the Secret Service. I've noticed that Carl Rowan ingratiated himself considerably with this remarkable audience. He, of course, deserved all of the applause and the cordial and friendly reception that you gave to him. I noted that he referred on two occasions in his address to his student days at Oberlin, a non-Big Ten school, I might add. There is no blood war between Oberlin and Michigan State, like there is between Minnesota and Michigan State. I have to come here under some duress, but I want you to know that this brave man, the director of the USIA, received his master's degree at the University of Minnesota. So you can include him in too. Then I've noticed too that my friend Carl, a remarkable public official and a great citizen, has mentioned a number of books that he has written. I took note of it. He mentioned them four times. Now, I think that's just fine. I noticed he even made a quote or two now and then. He was somewhat considerate, however. He didn't give you the title of all of them. I'd like you to know that royalties for directors of the USIA are wonderful little gifts that are appreciated. But the vice president has written a couple of books, too. I won't give you their title, because I believe there's something that prevents me from doing that. And that part of my speech wasn't cleared anyway. So I'll leave that. You know, in Washington, D.C., of late, they've been having a little exercise called teach-ins. I'm sure you've heard about it and read about it. And today in Washington, a high administration official is sometimes faced with the tough alternatives of facing students and professors on Vietnam or facing rebels and loyalists in Santo Domingo. And since one of the men that thought he was going to be in the teach-in but became a dropout, one of my colleagues in government that didn't go to that teach-in recently went down to Santo Domingo. I thought it was only fair that I come here today and be sure that Vietnam got equal time. And so under the rules of the Federal Communications Commission, I speak to you on the subject that I know is close to your heart. Our policy, U.S. policy in Vietnam. And it's mighty pleasing to me to have the invitation to come to this great university from the People to People Committee. Program and a committee that is doing remarkable things throughout the world.